And of course, final hour to go with Pharmacist Ben. Our partners and sponsors of all kinds of great things are from criticalhealthnews.com. Here's that number to call for information, 1-855-949-7234. We will be back and take your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist Ben with us from criticalhealthnews.com, one of our partners and sponsors, giving you information that I hope you can use. Ben, we've got one of our text and tweets with Tom. So what do we have, Tommy?
Hey, Ben, I love this one. This is a text from Carrie in West Covina, California. She says, Ben, you are one of my favorites. What is your cheat food? I'm sure you're not perfect.
What do you cheat with? Huh?
I'm not a purist by any means. I'm just a chemist, or a biochemist, really. I just have a great love for the biochemistry of the human body. But people sometimes think that I'm some sort of health guru or health nut or diet guru. I'm not any of those things. I just know that we don't have to be sick. I just know that people are dying and people are suffering because their bodies are falling apart, and it's unnecessary. It's gratuitous. It doesn't have to be that way. And so my message is that we can hack into our biochemistry if we just understand some of the basics. As far as what I do, you know, I don't have the purest diet in the world. I'm not like that. That's not how I live my life. But I know if I'm sick, or I know if I have an ache or a pain, or I know if I have a bellyache, if I have a digestive health issue, or if my blood pressure is going up, I know that there are ways that I can hack into my biochemistry using nutritional strategies, using emotional and mental strategies and spiritual strategies to lower my blood pressure without drugs, to control my digestive symptomology without medication or without doctors, to modify anything in my body using my understanding of biochemistry and natural strategies, natural law, really. It doesn't mean that I'm a purist by any means. So I don't necessarily have a cheat food because my diet isn't that strict.
When your blood pressure goes up,
yes.
What does that mean? That your arteries are thinning?
It's as simple as that, George. This is so important. I'm glad you brought this up. There are 80 million Americans who are dealing with something called essential hypertension. Essential hypertension means the word hypertension means high blood pressure, and essential means nobody knows what's causing it. It's just there. It's just part of who you are. And these poor people are being drugged with some of the most hideous pharmacological agents known to man, called beta blockers and calcium channel blockers. And these drugs are so toxic that I wouldn't even want to breathe at them, let alone take them as a pill. What they do is they shut off the energy to the heart. And they do this in a chemical fashion that medical folks call chemical ablation. Ablation means to destroy. And so these drugs act to chemically destroy the heart. They act in the long run. In the short run, they act to chemically suppress the heart. Now, only God knows how this can ever be considered to be a health protocol or a health strategy to shut down the energy to the heart. So if you don't understand how the body works, you say, well, I shut down the energy of the heart, my blood pressure drops. Yeah, but it's never a good idea to shut the energy to the heart. On the other hand, if you understand the mechanism, which is high blood pressure is the way the body deals with an emergency. It's a redirecting of the blood flow, a shunting of the blood flow to what it considers, what the body considers to be necessary for running, basically to your muscles. And so what ends up happening is blood vessels close in some places and they open in other places and the pressure changes and becomes elevated. So what you do is you calm the body down. And it's as simple as this, George. If somebody is listening out there, I want them to try, and they're on a high blood pressure drug, I want you to try this. Get yourself a blood pressure cuff. Most people who have high blood pressure have a blood pressure cuff. And take your blood pressure, okay? And get a baseline score.
And they're pretty accurate, right?
They're pretty accurate, yes. And take a baseline score. Now they have the digital ones, real easy to use. So you just take your blood pressure. Then sit on the couch and practice 5 minutes of slow, deep breathing where you take an inhale for 5 to 10 seconds, an outhale for an exhale for 6 to 12 seconds, say, and you do it rhythmically and you do it for 5 minutes, and then you take your blood pressure again. I guarantee you, you will be shocked at how much lower your blood pressure is. Another thing you could do is take your blood pressure, then go sit in a hot bath for 20 minutes, okay? And then come out of the bath and take your blood pressure again. Guaranteed, your blood pressure will drop like a stone. No side effects, no toxicity, no waiting in line at the pharmacy, no drugs required. all of which is an indicator that when you relax your body, when the body is in a relaxed pose, the blood pressure drops on its own. Now, you can't sit in a hot tub, you know, a hot bath all day long, but practicing relaxation techniques, understanding how to relax the body is critical. Also, sugar, because sugar represents an emergency to the body. High levels of sugar represent an emergency to the body. That also has a blood pressure elevating effect. So keeping your sugar intake down. Do you know, George, after you eat a meal, after you eat even a good meal, you have a temporary surge in your blood pressure, but especially after you eat a meal that contains foods that you have an allergic reaction to, then your blood pressure really will go up. So making sure you're practicing calorie restriction, that is, eating less calories. We eat so many more calories than we need to because we're conditioned to believe that we've got to keep putting food into our stomachs. What you find is when you start to restrict your calories, not only will your blood pressure drop, but you also have more energy because now you've got more blood supply and more nutritional resources for building muscle and for making your brain work and for making your immune system work. And this is why all the studies that have ever been done on longevity show that calorie restriction leads to a longer life. So keeping your calories down, keeping your blood sugar down, making sure you're relaxing the body and oxygenating the body, these are the strategies we want to start to use if we want to lower our blood pressure. And by the way, if you are on a beta blocker or a calcium channel blocker, and you start using these techniques, make sure you tell your doctor because you're going to have to start to lower your dose on the beta blocker and the calcium channel blocker, which is a good thing.
All right, let's go now to our Skype caller, Steve in Trabuco Canyon, California. Welcome to the show, Steve. Go ahead.
Hello again, George.
Hi there.
Well, I've got a weird one for you.
All right.
Not so weird. Recently been diagnosed with something common in weightlifters that use steroids and other things called gynecomastia.
Yes. How old are you?
And I also happen to be taking levothyroxine for the last many, 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 many years.
Okay, that could definitely be related. Estrogen is a stress hormone, and estrogen is also involved in the production of gynecomastia. For the listeners, is men develop breasts. So this sounds like you're a high estrogen producer. A couple things you want to do. First of all, you need to balance out that estrogen. Do you tend to be round, or I don't want to, you know. What's your body type like? Is it?
How much do you weigh, Stephen?
Oh, gosh. 6'2½, 320 pounds or something.
Okay. Yeah, you definitely got an estrogen thing going on. So here's what you need to do. Number one, you got to work on the digestive system. Bacteria in the gut play a major role in estrogen metabolism. So you got to get on a good probiotic supplement. It's a must. It's a must for everybody, but especially if you're dealing with estrogen issues, which it sounds like you are. Find the best probiotic supplement you could find. You can go to criticalhealthnews.com if you like. There's great probiotic supplements up there. Make sure that you're using fermented foods as well, and also fiber. Fermented vegetables will give you both fiber and probiotics, so that's a great combination.
How about vegetable minerals? Do they help?
Vegetable minerals, plant-derived minerals, incredibly important. Plant-derived minerals are the way we're supposed to be getting our minerals, actually, is plant-derived minerals. This was Dr. Wallach's brilliant insight, by the way, is his understanding of plant-derived minerals. Also, there are nutrients that can help balance out estrogen. One is selenium, very, very important for helping balance out estrogen. In fact, anybody who's dealing with breast cancer or wants to prevent breast cancer or any estrogenic cancer, and estrogen is one of the risk factors for cancer, you want to make sure that you're using selenium supplements, and that's everybody should be using selenium supplements, but especially if you're dealing with an estrogenic issue. Also, progesterone cream can help balance out estrogen. Also, a supplement called pregnenolone can help balance out estrogen. And magnesium is also important for helping with estrogenic issues. That's what you want to be looking at. And last but not least, if you are getting estrogen from things like plastics or what are called foreign estrogens or xenoestrogens, and they're everywhere, really, but they're especially in plastics and plastic jugs, you may want to consider using some bentonite clay on a regular basis. Bentonite clay is one of the all-time great detoxifying substances, And interestingly, George, I don't know if you ever had bentonite clay.
Yeah, I have. I have.
Doesn't it taste good?
Teaspoon. It's bland, but it doesn't taste bad.
It looks pretty awful, though. You think you're drinking mud or something.
You are.
You are drinking mud. That's true. You are drinking mud. And it looks pretty bad, but actually, I find it tastes pretty good. And it's incredibly detoxifying, especially for folks living on the West Coast who are worried about radiation. Bentonite clay can have a wonderful detoxifying.
And folks, I know we're throwing a lot of information at you. That's why the website, criticalhealthnews.com, is set up for you so you can take some time looking at it. Or call 1-855-949-7234. Let's go to the wild card line. It's Anonymous in an anonymous city. And here we go. Well, hello there, Anonymous.
Thank you, George. You know who this is probably, but hello, pharmacist Ben.
Hello, Anonymous.
Recently, or about a year ago, I was diagnosed with diverticulitis,
okay.
And which is little pockets in your digestive tract.
Right.
And it tends to back up, my eliminations. And sometimes it's really cutting into the quality of my life. I also have hemorrhoids. And sometimes I'm on the potty sometimes 3 hours.
Okay,
a night.
That's not a good thing.
It's really cutting into the quality of life.
I bet you it is. Now, you say diverticulitis. I assume you mean diverticulosis, and then sometimes it gets infected?
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
That's it.
So diverticulitis is an infection of the pockets, if you will. Diverticulosis is when you form these pockets. And, you know, it's not diverticulitis is a real bad one. That's when you're infected. And that can be very, very serious. But diverticulosis can cause, you know, all kinds of problems, diarrhea and or constipation, bloating, abdominal pain, all kinds of miserable things. First of all, probiotics are a must. Good bacteria are a must. I'm telling you, this is the foundation of all health issues. Is the environment of the intestine and the bacteria that live in it. And we've done so many things to corrupt, to adulterate and pollute this environment, from chlorinated water to fluoridated water to antibiotics that everybody's taking because they're in food supply. It's just almost impossible to have a healthy gut environment without taking a probiotic supplement and making sure that you're eating fermented foods as well. Fiber is also important, as I said earlier, and I like fermented veggies because you get both fiber and probiotics. Must have for you, my friend. Must have. Secondly, start to fast and practice caloric restriction. That is eating less food and intermittently take a day off. Do a food holiday. And you know what? You're going to feel better when you do a food holiday. 1 or 2 days off intermittently, say maybe 1 day a week kind of thing. It's called intermittent fasting, and that's where you mix it up a little bit. Also, you want to do liquid nutrition as much as possible, because not only are you going to be dealing with these pockets, but you're also going to be dealing with malnutrition and malnourishment. And this malnutrition and malnourishment is going to cause other health challenges. So it's going to be this vicious cycle. So you've got to make sure that you're getting your nutrients, especially in a liquid fashion. Use soups. I love bone soup or chicken soup with the bones in it. Absolutely fabulous, not just for as a source of protein, but also because the cartilage from the bone is very soothing and healing for the digestive tract. Also, as we talked earlier, other slimy substances, things like aloe vera and noni, are especially effective. There's also, we talked earlier about hyaluronic acid and the amino acid glutamine. Make sure you're using liquid protein. Protein supplement, whey, if you can handle it. You may not be able to handle whey. If you can't, try some other ones. Hemp seed protein can be valuable for you as well. There's some great protein supplement drinks at criticalhealthnews.com if you're interested in checking those out as well. And then don't forget about the basic nutrients, the water-soluble nutrients, the B vitamins, the electrolytes, and vitamin C. Treat it as a food issue primarily. Do an elimination diet where you write down everything you eat and the foods that cause problems. And by the way, this is good for anybody listening here, not just for Anonymous, but anybody who's dealing with a digestive health issue. Do a food diary where you write down the foods that you eat, and the foods that cause problems have to be eliminated. That's called a food diary and the elimination diet. It would be helpful for everybody, but especially for you, my friend.
Okay, ibuprofen, they say, has a link to heart failure. What do you think of that?
You're playing around with some serious hormones. That's how ibuprofen works. And this is why periodically these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin and ibuprofen is the generic name, and Naprosyn and other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs will get linked to various health challenges, particularly circulatory challenges like kidney issues blood issues and heart issues, is because they change the hormone profile of the body pharmacologically. And whenever you mess with your hormones, George, specifically a very special kind of hormone called a prostaglandin, whenever you mess around with the hormone system of the body pharmacologically, you are playing with fire. And please do not be bamboozled by the commercials and the over-the-counter status of ibuprofen and Motrin into believing that these are benign substances. They are not benign substances. In fact, there's many health challenges, long-term chronic health challenges, that are associated with people who are taking Motrin and ibuprofen, is the generic name, on a regular basis. And if you are taking ibuprofen and Motrin for pain or for inflammation, or it behooves us to figure out what's causing the pain and what's causing the inflammation. You know, pain is the body telling us something. We don't want to shut that signal up, perhaps in the short term, if you're absolutely miserable, but if you're taking it in the long term, it does not surprise me one bit that you could end up with heart problems or circulatory problems.
You know, it's funny too, Ben. Yeah, I travel a lot, and when I'm going to different venues for a day or two, I will have this little packet of supplements, this little box, and I will go through all my supplements, the Tangy tangerines, the selenium, all that I need to bring with me.
Yeah.
And I'll just put them in this box and take them with me.
That's brilliant. And you know what, George? When somebody looks at you, they can tell that they're looking at a healthy guy.
Yep.
They're looking at a strong, vital guy. And that's what's possible. You know, we set the bar so low on our health that we don't realize that we can be in our 50s and we can be in our 60s and we can be in our 70s and 80s and 90s and still be vital and still be strong from a biochemical perspective. There's no reason why we have to fall apart. So getting on a solid nutritional supplement program, make sure you're using relaxation techniques, and make sure you're controlling food, especially sugar, is unbelievably important and unbelievably valuable, because when you have energy to do your life, that's the way it's supposed to be.
When people say to other people, "I don't think you look good," what do they mean by that?
They mean that we're attuned to looking at each other to determine whether we're healthy or not. The human, you know, we grew up in these social situations where it was very important to assess whether our neighbor was healthy. Because if our neighbor wasn't healthy, we might not be healthy. So we can tell by looking when somebody's healthy or not. There's just this glow. There's this energy that takes, when you look at somebody who's healthy, there's just this kind of radiance that takes place. And that's the benefits that you get when you start a nutritional supplement program and you start to employ some of these strategies. You will radiate energy. You will have so much energy that it's coming off of your body. That's what people are seeing when they see that you're healthy, is that you have so much energy, it's pouring off of your body. Conversely, when they see you and you say, "Well, you know, you don't really look so good," it's like your body is just spewing out little sparks, maybe. Tiny little sparks. Instead of like a sun, you're like a little light bulb.
Well, it helps, doesn't it?
Yes.
We will go back to get more calls after the break. We're running out of time right now, Ben, but I want to thank you again publicly before our last segment here that you sponsor, that you have helped a lot of people.
And you know what? I appreciate that. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you saying that, George. And I can't tell you how gratifying it is to have this of an army, really. All the people that we touch become evangelists for this message. They spread the word. They want everybody to know. It's so gratifying to have this growing army of like-minded people who really appreciate truth, who really appreciate that it's possible to be independent from big pharma and the medical model and insurance companies and pharmacies. It's really possible to be able to tap into what's our God-given right, really. To be healthy and to be strong is our God-given right. It's the way things are supposed to be.
We're going to come back in a moment with Pharmacist Ben, our final segment. Those of you on hold, I'll get right to you. They are sponsors, of course. We're partners with them, criticalhealthnews.com. And there's a toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment. Well, next hour, we'll take some pre-Halloween ghost stories. Jim Harrell joins us. Make sure you're part of that program, because it's going to get spooky. This segment with Pharmacist Ben, sponsored by criticalhealthnews.com, and they are partners with us. Their toll-free number is 1-855-949-RADIO. Well, that's very easy to remember, Ben.
That's easy to remember.
Sure is. So with all the things that you've been involved with in health,
yes,
what would you say for you has been the most satisfying aspect that you've done?
The guy who was going to lose his legs, who's going to get his legs amputated.
Oh, God.
That was the best one. You know, oh, actually, you know what? Even better. A kid in North Dakota last year, he was like in his 30s, who had stage 4 colon cancer. And he sent me a text after about, I don't know, 3 months after I started working with him, and that said that his colon cancer was completely gone. That was the most gratifying. He was a kid. That one, I have to tell you, that was the most gratifying. But the guy with the legs, too, that kept his legs.
What happened? What'd you do there?
It was the same thing I tell everybody. You know, when you have cancer, same thing I tell everybody with cancer. When you have cancer, you have to do exactly the same thing everybody else has to do to stay healthy, except you don't have any room for error. You've got to do everything, but you've got to do it strictly, and especially involving the digestive system. This was colon cancer, so especially involving the digestive system, having intermittent fast, doing intermittent fasting, as well as probiotics and hyaluronic acid, all the stuff we just talked about. And
yeah,
that's the beautiful thing about this model, George, that we've been talking about for a couple of years now on this program, is taking care of the body is not complicated, and it doesn't matter whether you have Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's disease, God forbid, cancer or heart disease. We all have to do the same thing. And there's no special protocols for these different diseases because there's no special diseases. You know, the World Health Organization says there's 12,800 different diseases, and they got all kinds of Latin diagnoses and Latin names. I'm telling you, there's one disease. If you have a chronic degenerative problem, it doesn't matter if it's in the brain or the bone or the liver or the kidney or any other structure. The only disease there is MBFA disease, and I made it up. It's called my body is falling apart disease. And that's the only disease there is. And if you have MBFA and it shows up in the brain as Parkinson's disease or Alzheimer's disease or the joints as arthritis or the liver as fatty liver disease or the intestine as diverticulitis, what you got to do is you got to follow the law, the natural law, the law of the body. Stop putting the bad stuff in. Start putting the good stuff in. The bad stuff is mostly food, unless you're an IV drug user. It's mostly, or you're drinking a lot of alcohol or smoking cigarettes. For the most part, the bad stuff is going to be food-based.
Ben, there are some people who cannot afford some of the things we've been talking about. What do they do?
You know, eat less food and save the money, and then spend the money on nutritional supplements. We spend so much money on calories we do not need. The human body can do just fine on 1,000 to 1,500 calories a day for most of us. If you're an athlete or you're recovering from surgery, perhaps not. But for most of us, we can make do on 1,000 to 1,500 calories a day. The money you save, use for nutritional supplements, and that's pretty much all you're going to have to spend money on because oxygen is free, water is pretty darn cheap, and spiritual and mental and emotional techniques don't cost
you know what
money.
I think I might do? Set up a GoFundMe thing where all of us contribute to it, and then we help out then Coast to Coast listeners who
idea,
can't
George.
Afford it.
George, that's a great idea. Put me in for a grand. I'll do it right away.
Well, I'm going to have Tom investigate it, and we're going to do that.
That's a great idea, George. I want to be part of that.
Because I just got an email from a lovely lady who has been a longtime listener of the show. And she said, I just don't have any money. I can't do this. If we set up this fund.
I love that idea.
And I don't think people would lie. What we would do is find out what they want and buy the goods directly and have it shipped to them.
I love that.
That way we don't have to worry about them getting money. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and everybody can contribute just a little bit. If everybody contributed $5.
Yeah, I'm going to have Tom investigate that.
Idea.
We're going to do that.
Count me in.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. John in Florida on the wildcard line. Welcome to the program. Hi, John.
Hey, John.
Thank you. Wonderful to be on with you. Dr. Ben.
Not a doctor, pharmacist. Pharmacist, just so you know.
Pharmacist Ben, I meant to say. I'm just going to quickly ask my two questions and then get off so others can get on.
Yes, sir.
I'm type 2 diabetic, and one of my daughters is telling me the artificial sweeteners have been proven scientifically to be bad for our health. Is that true?
And that's also absolutely the case. Not only that.
Hold on, Ben. One more question from him before he goes.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I caught his answer. Now, the a friend of mine has in his knees just bone to bone, a lot of pain. And I think I've heard Dr. Joel Wallach say if the cartilage can be grown back with some of the critical health news products.
Yes.
And is that true? I get off and listen. I sure thank you.
Okay, yeah, good. Go ahead.
Great questions. Yes, absolutely. Splenda, NutraSweet, and these artificial sweeteners are awful, awful substances. Not only that, but just the sweet taste alone is enough to activate insulin and to affect your type 2 diabetes. So the sweet taste alone is a problem. If you do absolutely need to have something sweet, use stevia. You can also use honey, although that's not great either, although there is nutrients in honey and there's nutrients in molasses. But the sweet taste alone is what you really want to start to wean yourself off of. And this is where protein can become so valuable because, as I said earlier, protein can get broken down into sugar. It can get converted into sugar so your body can get its sugar needs met through protein. There's actually a very, very cool amino acid, which are the building blocks of protein, amino acids, called glutamine. And glutamine is a wonderful way to wean yourself off of sugar. Great, great nutrient for diabetics. And also, I didn't mention this earlier, but niacin is one of the most important nutrients mm-hmm. for diabetics. Niacin is involved in how the body processes sugar. Look for a timed release, long-term, long-lasting niacin. That's the best way to get your niacin. Niacin is also like a statin drug, by the way, for folks who want statin drugs.
Oh, you're right.
Yep, if you want to wean yourself off a statin drug, get on your niacin. Niacin will lower your blood cholesterol just like a statin drug will, and of course you won't have to deal with any of the toxicity. And then, what was the second question? I forgot.
The second one had to do with what does he do with? Well, you did
the bone to bone,
the bone to bone.
Yeah, you got
it. Doc Wallach talks about
glucosamine. Absolutely.
That's
there's
right.
ways to rebuild cartilage. Cartilage is a little tricky to rebuild because it doesn't have a blood supply, but yet the entire body is, you can rebuild the entire body. There's no doubt about that, although the cartilage is a little bit trickier. So what you want to do for cartilage is you want to eat cartilage. Eating cartilage gives you the building blocks for cartilage. When you eat cartilage, the body does something very interesting happens when you eat cartilage or cartilage-like substances. The body thinks it's been wounded. So when the little particles of cartilage from your bone soup or your bones, or if you supplement with glucosamine, little particles of glucosamine will float around in the blood, and the body will say, seems like we've been wounded, because the glucosamine makes it look like there's been some breaks or some tears in the body, so it will turn on the healing process. As soon as the body senses there's glucosamine or there's cartilage in the blood, what it will do is it will kick in on the cartilage healing mechanisms will kick in as a way to repair what the body thinks is actually a wound. So you can stimulate the production of cartilage by eating cartilage and cartilage substances like glucosamine. Also, aloe vera, by the way, contains something called N-A-glucosamine, which is a souped-up version of glucosamine. So aloe vera is another great strategy.
All right, let's go to our final text or tweet from Tom. What do you have for us, Tommy?
Ben, I'm going to start research tomorrow. I got you down for 1,000, okay?
Okay.
All right, good deal. Hey, before I get to the tweet, I wanted to ask you something.
I'll go above Ben, by the way.
I'll go above you.
It's like an auction.
Ben, before I get to your tweet, I wanted to ask you something. I was thinking about, I think it was Kate that tweeted, do nerves grow back?
You know, they used to say no, but recently they've discovered that...
They do. They find each other,
don't they? Yeah,
they actually... It's like wires.
Yeah, but they used to tell you that you had all the brain cells that you had, all the brain cells that you had when you were born, you weren't going to get any more.
When they died off, they wouldn't come back. That's not true.
Yeah, that's not the case. And really, we keep finding that out, that the entire body is a healing and regenerating system. There's no reason to believe that one part of the body won't heal and regenerate. I mean, the body is designed to be self-repairing. Every part of the body is. So yes, nerves can regenerate.
All righty, so we have our last tweet of the night. This is from Emily, and she tweets, what are the best products for treating psoriasis?
Oh, yeah, psoriasis. You know, psoriasis is heartbreaking to me. There's no good diseases. They're all awful. But when you have something...
And explain it. Explain what it is.
Psoriasis is when your skin cells grow out of control. The breaks, you know, believe it or not, it takes more energy to stop growth than it does to grow. So it takes a lot of work for the body to stop growing or for cells to stop dividing. And when you have an inflammatory or an immune condition, sometimes this braking mechanism gets shut off or becomes defective and cells grow out of control. Psoriasis is an example of this. But because it's on the outside of the body, it's heartbreaking, especially when it's in a child. But it's heartbreaking on anybody because it's physically deforming. You get these plaques on the skin, these raised bumps. They can be silvery and very, very unpleasant and unattractive, and it's just, it's heartbreaking, and it's especially heartbreaking, like any disease is, because it's unnecessary. It's an immune system condition. It's a condition of defense. It's a condition of duress. And so what you got to do is you've got to eliminate the stimulating agent, and it's always going to be some kind of food. And so you got to do a food diary. Start off by fasting. Always, before you do a food diary, it's a good idea to fast, to hit the reset button. So do a food diary, and then you start eating again. And when you eat, I'm sorry, you fast, and then when you start eating again, you write down everything you eat, and then you eliminate problem foods. Now, with psoriasis, you have a special, there's a special relationship between fatty vitamins and fatty minerals, which sounds kind of funny, but some minerals are processed by the fat system in the body, and the skin and these plaques. Vitamin A and D are particularly relevant, and so you want to make sure that you're supplementing with vitamin A. You want to make sure that you're using fish oil or something that has vitamin D in it. The best way to get vitamin D is from the sun, and everybody who has psoriasis knows that the sun is one of the treatments for psoriasis. In fact, vitamin D itself is a drug. Vitamin D cream is actually used as a prescription medicine for treating psoriasis, but you don't need a vitamin D prescription cream. You can get vitamin D from organ meats or from mushrooms or from the sun, which is the best source of vitamin D. And then you got to make sure you're using your essential fats and essential fatty acids. So you do the food fasting and then the elimination diet with the food diary, vitamin A, vitamin D. Make sure you're getting your sun. Make sure you're using omega fatty acids. And make sure you're getting minerals, particularly zinc and selenium, both of which play a major role when it comes to skin health and also the health for the health of the psoriatic patient.
Let's go to Jason in Portland, Oregon, west of the Rockies. Hey, Jason, thanks for holding so long.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, Ben, I'm calling for a friend of mine who's a vet, and he's had a problem with pain, and he also uses for energy. And it's a substance called kratom. And
oh yeah,
DEA at the end of the month,
KRATUM or TOM
is reclassifying this, and I'll let you ponder that question, what he can use as a substitute. But I'm going to explain what I do as far as a sugar substitute.
Yeah,
and I go out in the garden, and when I'm gardening, I graze, and I eat, you know, like the tops of onions, broccoli, spinach, and things like this. And this kind of satisfies any kind of craving for sugar that I have at that moment.
That's awesome.
I also have moved outside of the house, and I'm living in a tent now because I'm more of an outdoor person. And I find this not having the change of the temperature that with being with the seasons in nature helps me stay healthy.
Wow.
I'm 54 years old, and I'm still...
Vitamin N. That's very good.
That's pretty bold, too. What a change. What a lifestyle change. But this kratom, what exactly is that?
Have you heard about this? This kratom? Kratom has got some really interesting properties, but of course now it's illegal. It's got some pretty
It's just become illegal, right?
It's become illegal. Just got scheduled on a couple of weeks ago, and I've been getting a lot of letters about it. And there's petitions that are out now as well. And you know, when you think about it, it doesn't seem very fair that the government would limit a substance that has.
That's probably been working for people, so they don't.
Exactly. It's just not. It's dirty pool. But you know what? There's another substance that has now become legal that you didn't used to be able to get that has some of the same benefits, and that's CBD. I don't know if you heard of this, which is a cannabinoid oil, and you can now get that legally, and it's got unbelievable pain, anti-pain properties.
And what is that again?
CBD.
CBD.
Cannabidiol, which is one of the fractions of the marijuana plant. And it turns out that this stuff is powerfully anti-seizure, powerfully anti-cancer, and powerfully anti-pain. And there are a lot of people getting a lot of benefits from CBD. So if you were doing the kratom and you can't get it now for anxiety or for opioid withdrawal or for pain or for whatever you're using it for, you might want to consider using CBD, which is now available legally.
All right, that's the way to go. Charlie in Texas. Hi, Charlie. Thanks for holding. You're up.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Ben. Gosh, I think we both have the same problem in that we've got too much to say.
And not enough time.
There's not enough time. I mean, I've got a very complicated situation here.
Why don't you send me an email if you want? You know, and by the way, I should tell listeners, you can send emails to Critical Health News, and we speak to everybody. We write back and talk to everybody.
Well, this situation is that I've got too much to say, And my dad would have too much to say if he were still alive right now.
All right, why don't we do this, Charlie, because we only got about a minute and a half left. Ben, do you want to get the email through criticalhealthnews.com?
Yeah, I love getting emails.
And you'll respond back to Charlie.
Absolutely. Put in there the heading that you spoke to me on Coast to Coast, and I'll make sure I get back to you personally.
Lots of people send emails, Charlie, so make sure you mention Ben's name, okay, so it'll get to him. Criticalhealthnews.com.
Right. We love emails. Love getting emails, and we answer everybody.
Well, that gives you time to think about his situation, too.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. CriticalHealthNews.com, that is the website. The phone number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. They are partners and sponsors of the program and sponsors of this segment with Ben Fuchs as well. And they do a wonderful job helping people. And I'm going to have Tom check into that, the GoFundMe,
awesome
for people who don't have
money. I'd be honored to be part of that.
You know, he's got a not-for-profit. He did a CD for veterans a couple of years ago. So he's got the system in place where he could just get rolling on this.
That's super. Great idea, George.
Yeah. And I think we have time for maybe one more call, maybe two. Vaughn in Texas. Hey, Vaughn, go ahead.
Hey, Vaughn.
My son runs track, and his normal distance is 800 meters, but from time to time he runs cross country, and every once in a while he'll collapse. His legs will give out. He would sort of black out and become disoriented for maybe 30 minutes, and they try to pour, you know.
That doesn't sound good.
Before he starts working out, you got to make sure that he's using his B vitamins. You know, kids are so strong.
A minute left,
Ben. They don't realize that they're mortal and that things can fall apart in the body, especially when they're under duress.
But passing out is not good.
Not good at all. It means the body's under grave, grave duress. I mean, that's a serious issue.
It's shutting down.
It's shutting down, basically. So making sure he's using the B vitamins. The B vitamins are very interesting because they're your energy vitamins, but they're also used for helping the body process sugar. So if you're eating a lot of bread or pasta or potatoes or sugar, your body's going to become depleted in these B vitamins, and those are your energy vitamins. So he may want to do some B vitamins before he starts.
Definitely, this is where medicine comes in, Ben. Get a checkup.
If he's passing out after he works out,
get a pen. Ben, thank you. We'll talk to you when you're back on.
Thank you so much, George. Good to talk to you.
Ben Fuchs, and again, his website, criticalhealthnews.com, and the toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, Jim Harold, True Ghost Stories.